Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Welcome to this Sunday morning. Get up, have your cup of coffee, put the dogs out, yawn and stretch, and you're ready to have a great day. As you heard our producer Josh say, as he says each and every week, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So what does that mean? If you have a job, this show is dedicated to you. If you've worked in your past life and you're retired now, this show is dedicated to you. If you're in school thinking about what you want to be when you grow up, this show is dedicated to you. Because let's face it, I don't know any trust fund babies that are just sitting on a big pile of $100 bills, just peeling them off, throwing them in the air, whipping them up and saying, I don't have to work. This whole thing about work life, this doesn't relate to me. I don't know those people. You're not one of them. I'm not one of them. This show is all about you. And each week, I tell you, I give you some tips. Not only me, but my wonderful guests that are some of Jacksonville's most influential people, they give you information that will help you. They tell you perhaps where they've taken a left and should have taken a right in their careers. And nobody is afraid to just tell it like it is. Because after all, guys, our careers are a journey. They're not linear. You don't just wake up one day and say, this is what I'm going to do. In our whole lives, you do it so well. That is so few and far between when that happens. Right? Most of us start down one path. We have a career hiccup, or we kind of reset. Life gets in the way, or our needs, our wants, our values change a little bit. Our goals do. And we go down a different path. And each week I kind of say our careers are like a climbing a rock wall. You want to climb to the top, and you reach in the crevice and you put your foot, you gain some footing, and you go up, up, up. And your objective is to get to the top. But in order to get to the top, sometimes you have to climb back down a little bit. Maybe take one or two, three, four steps down, move to the left or move to the right, where you can get your foot in that crevice and you can grab onto a rock and get better footing and propel yourself up again. And that's what our careers are like. You know, sometimes in your journey to the top, sometimes you have that hiccup, or there's a different route, or you change your profession, or you move, something happens. But guys, it is a journey, and we can always figure it out if we work together and learn from our experiences. Expect failure. We're all going to fail. And as long as you learn from your failures, you won't repeat them. And that's what I do. I tell you all about mine, not to beat myself up, but to help you. We have our weekly contributors. Coach Larry gives us leadership lessons every week. So if you're here for the first half, stay for the second half, because you also get... We have an update this week on the HR Chronicles of David Mosier. And if you haven't heard what he sends in, stick around for the second half. And we'll also get our shout outs from Boston Danny in the last part of the show. So if you have a birthday, an anniversary, something that you're very proud of that happens in your life, write to me, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. And I'll make sure Boston Danny gives you a shout out like only Boston Danny can. Well, let me kick off the show this week. This show is dedicated to all you entrepreneurs, you entrepreneur wannabes, your actual entrepreneurs, and people that are maybe kicking around the idea of running your own business, you know. And who are entrepreneurs? Let's take a look. Who are the people that really want to be entrepreneurs? Well, some of you entrepreneur types have worked in the business world and said, nah, this isn't for me. 9 to 5 and punching a clock and operating under somebody else's rules, not for me. Some of you want to change the world. What a noble idea. I want to start by providing goods and services in a manner that nobody else does. Or maybe I'm in a neat niche market or niche. I don't know what it is. But you got something different that you want to do, or you want to do it differently. Right? Or your creativity would be stifled in a corporate job or where what have you. You want to be in business for yourself. And there's also an old adage, and it's one that I love, and it says, entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. That's part of being an entrepreneur. Now, let's talk about the top five challenges that entrepreneurs face and maybe some of the solutions to get past them, because entrepreneurship, guys, it ain't easy. You know, and our guest is going to tell you a little something about being an entrepreneur, and we're going to introduce him in just a minute. But one of the biggest problems, and we'll call this one number one, is cash flow management. That's a big challenge. Cash flow. You know, you got to think about it. If you're out there selling goods and services, when you sell them, that's great. You get this sense of accomplishment. My product's moving. I've closed a deal. Whatever it is, I'm providing goods and services. But then most payers, if they don't pay net 30 and you're out there, I'll tell you what. Like, I think about the staffing industry. I've been in staffing for a long time. And a lot of people, cash flow is the biggest problem that kills them. Why? Because let's say I put 10 people out on billing right now. And these 10 people, I pay them each week. I pay them. And then at 30 days later, I'm expecting to get paid for my services. And I'm each week I'm spending more money. I'm paying people. I got the cost of living. I got my space, my lease, all my fixed costs, plus my the expenses that I have to pay associated with the employees that I put out, the temps that I put out. And then here's 30 days later, and I don't get a check from the client. Now I'm another weekend. If they're a net 45, net 60 payer, it could sink me from a cash flow perspective. So cash flow is a challenge. So what are the solutions to cash flow? There's a few different things, and I'm going to talk on a high level. This doesn't specifically relate to any particular business. But some of the things you can do to help manage cash flow, that's the flow of money going out, flow of money coming in, is request some sort of upfront money, a down payment. If you're going to spend money on goods and services, maybe percentage complete is what they do in a lot of construction industry, but get some upfront money so that your cash flow isn't so much in jeopardy. Another one is manage your net pay cycle. Tell clients, listen, in order for us to do business, I need to be paid net 15 days. You know, some clients will work with that, or they'll do everything they can just by initially having that discussion up front is letting clients know, listen, I'm a small business and I'm extending money each week. We're in business. I need to be paid faster than a net 30. You can get them to agree to net 15-day terms and put a contract out there. And kind of the last thing I say is, you know, as a small business, you will have vendors. You'll have suppliers to you that you have to pay. Talk to them about perhaps being a net 45 payer, a net 60, or even a net 90 payer. That'll help you float. So you're managing both sides of the equation. You can't always do that, but it's good to have those discussions, and it can help minimize some of the issue. So cash flow management is number one. Number two, now the challenge that entrepreneurs face is time management. Goodness, you guys, you know, entrepreneurs, you wear so many hats and your day doesn't end at the end of the day a lot of times. You can't help it. You just keep, you know, you do everything. And that's the temptation, is doing everything. You know, if there's any possibility for you to delegate, you got to delegate. But first thing you do to manage your time the best is I always start with the end outcome in mind. I set goals. And I say, here's my end goal, here's my yearly goals, here's my monthly and then weekly goals, and then daily. I have to have my goals broken out. And for each goal, there has to be tasks associated with reaching and achieving your goals. Now, the first thing I say with these tasks that help you to achieve your goals, if any task that you're doing doesn't mesh with your goals, get rid of it. You're just doing something without an intended outcome. Get rid of unnecessary tasks. If there are tasks that you personally don't have to do, then delegate those tasks. Have somebody else do it, because it's just taking up too much of your time, and that's what we're trying to manage. And then you consistently ask yourself, this is the big thing right here, is what I'm doing right now the best use of my time? The best use of my time right now. And guys, once you figure that out, you'll stop looking at email 97 times a day. You'll stop, you know, responding to texts or looking at this meme that was sent to you. All these, you know, trying to keep up with things that aren't directly related to your goals. You got to get rid of them. Okay. So we talked about cash flow management. We talked about time management. This is key. The next one I'm going to tell you, number three, is having a marketing strategy. You know, some people, do I do it online? Is print? You know, how do I use social media? How am I going to get the word out? But this is not one where you can wing it. Okay. This is one where I always suggest, from personal experience, is to have a professional assist you with a marketing plan that meshes with your goals and your budget. Those two things, goals and budget in mind. But, you know, when you're talking about a marketing strategy for your organization, this is not an experimentation. This is best left to a professional. And you can consider, you know, you go to big firms, you can spend a lot of money depending on what you're looking to accomplish. But there are a lot of people out there with experience that can help you on an individual basis set up a plan. People that are very experienced freelancers that can help you get the job done. All right. The other part, let's see. Number four. Now, going back to budget, because money is big with entrepreneurs, is people have, most entrepreneurs are dealing with a strapped budget, meaning you don't have a big endless pile of cash to spend. Okay, so you have to pay attention to your budget. Eliminate unnecessary spends. Listen, tickets are great, lunches, meals, everything. But if you're not going to get $3 for every one you spend, you can't spend the dollar. You've always got to focus on a return on investment and what is the duration of time that you're going to expect to get that money back threefold. That's the important thing. And the very last one, because I got to speed this up just a little bit, is the fifth challenge that entrepreneurs face, especially, and this is a big one, it's self-doubt. You know, you start down a path and, you know, not everything, when you start and open a business, it doesn't all work out. There are challenges and you get gut punches, and however much money, working capital you thought you needed to start the business, multiply that by three is usually a good rule of thumb. You know, you get gut punch here and there. But I'm going to tell you what, the best thing you can do, and this is a solution, is have a good network around you. There are resources out there, people that are successful entrepreneurs that have been through what you've been through. You know, of course, you got family and friends in your corner, but you have to have a network out there of people that have been through this, that know exactly what you're facing, and they can help coach you through the hard times. That's the biggest thing about being an entrepreneur is what? Is having a plan. You know, hard work, perseverance, intelligence, your network, and then more hard work on top of that. But you've got to have a network and a support system. Guys, I told you I have one of Jacksonville's most influential people on this week, just like I do every week. And I'm proud to have my guest, who is an entrepreneur, and he is phenomenal. And I have the founder and CEO of Lumbee Group, Johnny Helms. Johnny, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate you inviting me on your show today to share a little bit of knowledge that I have with you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad that you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about Lumbee.
Oh, man, I don't know if we have enough time for that. But, hey, let me just give you a quick little rundown. You know, as an entrepreneur, my passion is growing business and helping other people. But as far as my core company, Lumbee Group, you know, we're an IT managed service company that it's not just IT. You know, it comes into different types of business solutions all the way down to consulting. So we help small to large corporate companies to provide different types of IT, as far as computers, servers, and switches, or data backup, or we'll come in and train their sales staff or help their CEO to expand their broaden their reach to gain more business all over the U.S. But inside of that is part of staffing, healthcare, different types of medical products and IT equipment and things.
Wow. So it's a broad range of goods and services that you provide.
It's a mixed bag. It's a very diverse company. It's everything from hardware, software, to services. And I designed it that way on purpose. So if one industry is slow, we can make it up on the other end. It's all about that monthly recurring cost. If you ain't got money coming in and making it while you're sleeping, you're doing something wrong.
Right. So, you know. What I love, too, is when you can do some end-to-end business like that, when you go in, help a client with one thing, and then you uncover other needs through conversations and meeting with the people and seeing how their business is running, you look for other ways to help them.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things that sets us apart is that we go in and consult with the company first. We break down everything standpoint from not just what they're using, but we look at their employees. If you have a person that's very good at finance and you have them over here trying to do marketing, they're in the wrong position. So we look at every single thing about the business as far as how what employee skills they have. Are they in the right position at the company? You may need to shuffle them around to make things more proficient. Then we look at the type of technology they're using to make sure it's up to date, make sure it helps them with the workflow. If it's not, we make suggestions, and we look at their budget, and we don't do it all at one time. We break it up in segments, in pieces.
Oh, that's outstanding. How did you get into this? What's your background?
My background is data centers in networking. And what I mean by networking is building relationships. Many years ago, I was in Atlanta. I'm from Georgia. I grew up in Athens, Georgia. Big, going to go Bulldogs, you know.
Woohoo!
Yeah, hey, yeah, go Dogs. But when the economy crashed, I was in the housing industry. I had to reinvent myself. And it was about 18 months I couldn't find work. And so the business that I was in was a little bit of technology as far as designing custom shower doors and mirrors. But I have friends that live down here in Jacksonville, so I relocated. And I took a job at a telecommunication company. And then slowly but surely, I started learning phone systems, networking, Wi-Fi. And then I moved to Xerox Corporate, and I learned about processing what's the best way to put it? Programming.
Mm-hmm.
So slowly but surely, I kind of fell into the IT part. But when I got into the data center space, that is when it really exploded for me. That's when my knowledge of infrastructure for a business really took off. And that's kind of how I got into it. And,
you know what I love hearing is a few different things, because, you know, we talk about career transition and career resets so many times, because people feel like, oh, well, you can't help that the industry that you're in crashes or the market changes, and there are so many different things, but you can't let that define you.
Yeah,
you know, you reinvent yourself, and you had a physical move from Atlanta to Jacksonville, changed complete career direction, but in doing so found your sweet spot with the data centers, et cetera, and in IT world. That's great. Well, how do you kick that off to founding Lumbee Group?
Well, when I was at the data center, I kind of got to the point where I had this itch to start my own business. I always wanted to be a business owner, and I didn't know how to go about it. And just one day, I got a wild hair. I woke up one morning, and I said, screw this. I said, I'm going to go put my LLC together. So I went and put a LLC together with my CPA. 2 months later, I left the company I was with and started my own managed service company. But as I thought it was going to be easy, it was not.
Surprise!
It was not.
Did some of those things I talk about at the beginning, did you go through some of those challenges?
Oh, yeah. I learned the hard way.
What was your biggest challenge? I want to hear that one.
Well, it took me 12 months to get my first client, and it was a Mayo Clinic. But it was the understanding that when you start a business, it's not just, hey, go out there and you think you're going to get a customer. That's not how it works. You got to put boots on the ground. You got to go build relationships. You got to network. So it was building the website, what type of products I was going to sell, what are my competitors offering, all the way down to the type of products. So the biggest challenge I had was, it wasn't too much of the funding, because I took all of my investments and I sunk it into the company, but it was getting started. It was going out there and finding that customer.
Well, Johnny, speaking of going out there and finding new customers, I'm going to tell you, years back, Scott Houlihan with Houlihan Territory found me. Guys, if you need any irrigation assistance, if you need your irrigation, let's say your sprinklers aren't covering your yard, you have a brown patch, or your daughter ran over one of the sprinkle heads and you need some help, you call Houlihan Territory, 904-285-8505. They help you with all your irrigation needs. Not only that, if you have drainage, you need to put in a well, a shallow well, a deep well, I call Houlihan Territory. It's the only call I make, 904-285-8505. Not only that, they do the best landscape lighting in town, guys. And also during that time of the year, if you need Christmas lights installed, the professionals at Houlihan Territory can help you. It's one simple call, 904-285-8505. And the folks over at Houlihan Territory will take great care of you and give you a free estimate no matter what you need. You just need to make that one call. And guys, make sure you tell them that Pete the Job Guy sent you. One last time, 905 905- 285-8505. Okay, back to you, Johnny. What advice do you give, like, aspiring or future entrepreneurs?
You know, a lot of people tell entrepreneurs, you know, oh, this is going to be great. No. I'm more realistic, you know.
Buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up, because get ready to eat some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know. Cut out the things that you like. But I tell every single person that I mentor now, the key is never give up. It's very simple. You're going to have some rough times. You're going to have some challenging times, and you're going to have that doubt. But tell yourself, never give up, because you'll regret it down the road.
Right. Yeah. What great advice. Do you? And I love hearing this, because part of my advice at the beginning was there are a lot of groups out there that, yeah. that are of entrepreneurs that help people. That are you part of any mentorship group? I hear you say you mentor people.
Yeah. I have a lot of companies that I've built relationships with over the years, and they come to me. And these are established businesses. And I'm like, hey, how do I market my company? How do I get more customers? How do I train my sales staff? And I get leads that way from relationship building, but also through the Edwarder College economic development area. Mm-hmm. I was invited by another person through church that she was mentoring these African-American small businesses how to get started. Mm-hmm. And she asked me to come along. And so now for over a year, twice a month, I go and help mentor 25 businesses as far as how to get started, how to network, how to team with other companies, how to put the products together, how to make their pitch line better. I help them streamline their products and tell them what to sell and what not to sell.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, giving back and being a steward of the community is so important. And there's so many different ways that anybody can really give back. But I love how you're helping people, get their businesses off the ground and refine, create efficiencies within existing businesses as well.
Oh, yeah. It's important to me. And the reason I say this is that when the economy crashed, I didn't have anything, but I made a promise to the Lord. Once I got back on my feet, I will always give back and help out, and I've kept that promise. So the Lord's blessed me very well to have what I have.
Well, you're passing the blessings on, which
is man, it's important to me, and I'm grateful to be able to do it.
Yeah, how has technology impacted the way you do business?
Everything. You know, if you look back 6 years ago, you talk about cloud services, right? Every CIO was scared to touch cloud. But if you look at things now, everything is based around cloud. So the technology changes every 6 months. I constantly have to do training with the manufacturers. So the technology from buying hardware has kind of slowly gone away to everything is based into the cloud. So for us, it's very proficient. And I hope I said the word correctly, but it's more streamlined for us because now I don't have to be in my office. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be tied to the phone. I can be in my car, I can be in another state, and I can continue to run my business because everything's based into the cloud.
Right.
It's really
right.
changed.
All right. To what do you, Johnny, attribute your business success? That's a tough one.
It's very easy to say that. The Lord's blessed me. I don't push religion on anyone, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I tell everyone, you're going through a struggle, you better find an upper bend to help you get through the tough times.
Right.
And so that's what was my comfort. That's not going to be everyone's, but I give thanks to the Lord, man. That's it.
Good.
You know,
this is what I love to distinguish Lumbee Group. What's unique about your business and the services you provide?
That's a good question. We are a very diverse company. So it's everything from, it's not just providing hardware, software, but it's the sale of it, it's the install of it, it's the management of it. And it's also building a relationship with the customer to push them business leads to help them grow their business, but also provide them great service to keep them around for a long time.
Outstanding. Let me wrap with this then. If people want to get more information about you, about Lumbee Group, how do they do that?
They can easily reach out to us through our website, www.lumbeegroup.com. That's L-U-M-B-E-E group.com. Or they can give us a call at 904-394-2786 24/7.
Guys, you heard that. Johnny, I thank you for coming out and spending time with me this Sunday morning.
Yes,
it's been great. Guys, that
it.
Music tells us that we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.
Do
Welcome back, all you hard workers. And if you just joined us, wow, you missed an action-packed first segment that was dedicated to the entrepreneurs of the world, the future entrepreneurs, the folks that are running their own business right now. We talked about some challenges that they face and how to overcome them with some very specific tips. But not only that, we had the CEO and founder of Lumbee Group, Johnny Helms, come and share his stories. Man, if you missed that part, the first segment, don't fret, guys, because you know you can always go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and listen to this podcast in its entirety. I usually put it up on Monday afternoons. But if you want to listen to the show, and I highly encourage that you do, listen to it, but take some notes. If you're an entrepreneur or you're thinking about opening your own business, or you might want to refine a few things or look for some tips to create efficiencies or to do things a little bit better, just go back and listen to that first part of the show. And I highly encourage you to get a hold of Johnny. His information is right there in that segment. And Lumbee Group is his company. And I was proud to have him on this show to help you guys. This show is always dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And I am Pete the Job Guy. Now, I'm also Pete Langlois. That's my name. And I've been running staffing companies effectively and successfully for many years. I built SNI Companies, a national company, staffing company, to just about $120 million with 400 employees, 37 offices nationwide. I'm very proud of that. The one thing I did as a leader was surround myself with some of the best people, best and brightest, hardworking folks that just every day were committed to get it done. We took care of our customers, what we do. And the good folks at SNI Companies still do that right here in town. And I run SNI Companies. If you need the help of professional recruiters, you make one call, 904-713-2550. You can ask for me, Pete the Job Guy, and I'm happy to help you. The types of people that we place here in town, we're not generalist providers. We don't do everything for everybody. Now, we place accounting and finance professionals on either a temporary, temp to perm, or a direct hire basis. We help administrative clerical professionals and also marketing and HR types, customer service reps, etc. We place them on a temporary and temp to perm basis in town. We also have our technology team led by Ben Cussin, who's been, goodness, doing this for 15 years or so. He and his team, they speak techie. They're techies that speak techie. They came out of the industry before they got into staffing. And they placed the most skilled technology professionals on a contract to hire and direct hire basis here in town. You know, we have some great folks, Virginia Mesha, who's I'm proud that she was promoted to division director over our finance and accounting team. We have Big Ryan on that team as well, and Doc John Meavers is there. We have some great people. I'm so proud of the wonderful folks that I work with. If you need exceptional recruiting assistance, make that one call, and we're happy to help you. 904-713-2550. Guys, my shows, as I mentioned, are always on podcasts available. You can listen to them all in their entirety just by going to PeteTheJobGuy.com. If you have a topic that you would like to see addressed, any kind of workforce-related issue, you know, the guy sitting next to me smells, what do I do? Or, you know, I have a boss that's crazy, or Pete, I'm looking to get that next step in my career. How do I ask for a raise? You know, what do I do? You know, how should my resume look? These are important questions that you need answers to, and you need someone whose opinion you don't pay for. My opinion is free, but it comes with 20 plus years in staffing, recruiting, hiring, managing, leading. I've done it all. And I can help you, and it's free, 100%. Just reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I try to answer your email right away. If I can't get to it right away, every once in a while, our producer Josh McCarthy and I go through what we call the mailbag episode, and he will read questions to me live on the air, and I answer them to the best of my ability. And if there's something that, or if you'd like to be a guest on this show, if you're an entrepreneur, a leader, a manager, you have a story to tell, you represent, let's say, JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Relief Foundation. I love having them on the show. because I like giving back to the community too and to helping others. If you have a story to tell, give me a buzz. Reach out. You can call me 904-713-2550, or you can just email me, pete@petethejobguy.com, and we'll have a conversation and see if it's something that would be appropriate for the show, and we can take it from there. I also have show sponsors and commercial time available. Call me 904-713-2550, pete@petethejobguy.com. One of my favorite segments of the show, and one that is very, very popular, each week, Larry O'Brien, who is the chief learning officer from Mendoza and O'Brien, gives us leadership tips that help managers become effective leaders. Now, a lot of folks tell me they listen to these segments because they can download them. We've isolated them on the website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. And you sit with your managers, you play the five-minute segment, and talk about how you're going to incorporate Larry's lesson into your weekly plan. And I'm going to tell you, it's this is something that is great to do. I'm glad you people are taking advantage of Larry's lessons. With no further ado, I think it's time that we play this week's leadership lesson with Coach Larry.
It was 2014, and my wife and my best coach, she asked me a question. She said, "Do you want to keep doing your job for the next 20 years?" I thought, "Yeah, heck yeah, I do." I was doing work that I really enjoyed. I built an amazing network in my company. And you may have heard it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, it's really who knows you, which is the most important. And people knew me throughout this Fortune 50 company, all over the world, as a matter of fact. After all, I mean, I spent 16 years there. And I also wanted to mention that I had a decent salary. I got a decent bonus, stock purchase plan, health and life insurance, and wow, there really was a lot to be grateful for. So I did want to stay. But then I really started to think about the question that she asked me. I mean, that's only fair, right? Was I truly excited about the work? My organization had changed, and was I truly excited about where we were going? And, you know, the answer was no. I thought of my values, and they're very clear to me. My values are family, freedom, growth, achievement, and travel. And in that order, by the way, were my values being satisfied? Yeah, somewhat. But could they be satisfied more? And the answer was yes. So I looked at job options. I looked at job locations. I looked at our savings. What did we do? Well, ultimately, I quit my job. We sold our house and we moved our kids to South Carolina. And people thought I had great courage, but really, I could see that they thought that I was crazy. They said, "I could never do that." So what made it so easy for me? Well, it was knowing what my values are. I wanted to spend more time with my kids, especially at their young ages. I wanted the freedom to take an afternoon off and go fishing or play golf. I wanted to do something that I was terrified of, which was to start my own leadership development firm. And I wanted to grow, and I wanted to achieve that. So the good news is that 5 years have passed, and I'm living my values. I'm getting to travel and spending more time with my family. I also work when I want and can say no to work that doesn't appeal to me. Don't get me wrong, I still work hard, I still need to work, but it's work that energizes me. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, "The treasure you seek is in the cave that you are most afraid of entering." And that was true for my case, but I had a partner who had faith in me, so how could I not have faith in myself? I say all this to let you know that I plan on taking the month of July off to spend time with my family, travel, and just have fun. As such, I will not be on the radio with you all for that period of time. Do know that I am coming back, though, hopefully fully charged and full of new topics to share. I also share this so that you can reflect on your top values and what your next move might be. I created a process to help people identify their values and look out the front windshield to help them decide what their next move should be. So contact me at www.mendozaandobrien.com if you'd like to learn more about that process. Thank you all, and we'll see you in August.
Oh, no, Larry. Larry, we're going to have to dock your pay, okay? You're not going to come in for all that time? Is that how you notify me, huh? No, I know all about it. Live your values, my man. That is a good man. Coach Larry, you enjoy your time off. But, guys, don't fret. I will play a rerun in there because Larry's already got, like, 30 episodes in the can, and I'll pick a real winner each week, and we won't miss. So, Larry, you enjoy your much-needed time off with your family because I know, you know, you're a hustler and a go-getter. I know you went to Calgary this week. You're all over the place. So I wish you and your family a great time off, vacation, all that, and can't wait till you get back. All right, guys, that brings us to the next part of the show. Now, this is kind of funny. For those of you that have listened to the show, we have the ongoing chronicles, the HR chronicles of David Mosier. And each week, David Mosier, who, if you haven't heard it, it's hard to really set this part up because is David for real? Is this a bit or is this a character? I don't know. But it's a gentleman that is from upstate New York, and he suffers from, you know, his HR department is, he's always butting heads with his HR department. And he always has some issue that sounds perfectly fine to him when he explains it. But when he does explain it, I listen and go, what just happened? Is this really happening? But each week he sends me an update of the HR problem that he's wrestling with, and this week is no different. I invite you now to listen closely to the ongoing HR chronicles of David Mosier.
Hey everybody, it's Dave Mosier from upstate calling in to give you an update on how things are going at my company and some of my struggles with HR. Been having some difficulty with my personal workout schedule as it fits into the workplace environment, and I thought I'd share a little of that with you. I don't know if any of you are familiar, but I'm a pretty serious competitive badminton player. As a matter of fact, my team won the 2018 Northeast over 50 under 72 mixed doubles non-smoker class C tournament. I shouldn't say won. Actually, I think we won, but we're technically the runner-up. That's a story for another day. One of the other team members that we were competing against was definitely older than 72. And there were multiple reports of her smoking a pipe in the parking lot. So in my opinion, they should be disqualified, even though technically they did receive the trophy and we were the runners up. Anyway, with my competitive badminton career, suffice it to say conditioning is very important, particularly the lower body conditioning. It's important for a lot of lateral movements, a very quick sport. Because of that, I've been trying to focus on doing lower body workouts and to increase my strength to hopefully improve my game. But I'm really crunched for time, so I've been trying to figure out a way to incorporate a workout in my cube at work so I can do it on breaks and during lunch. I've brought in a full squat rack that I have set up in my cube and have been on my break and at lunch, working on some squats and doing some sets. And I guess it's been disturbing to other people around me, so some of the noises I'm making and things. I've taken the time to, out of my own pocket, purchase noise-canceling headphones for my entire cubicle area to have them wear them while I'm working out, whether it be lunch or break, as to not disturb them. But I guess, you know, when I'm really loading up the weight and I'm going for a personal best or I'm really, really pushing it out, you're gonna hear it. There's a lot of straining going on, and it's an intense workout to get the kind of strength I think I need to be competitive for my badminton. And the screams and things are drawing the attention of HR, and they're asking me not to do this type of stuff in my cube. I have pushed it really hard. The other day I went for a personal best and I blacked out and I fell down, dropped the weights, and I went down, and it was pretty disruptive. So I do have to be aware of that to cause a big disturbance like that. But I'm working through HR to hopefully find a resolution to this, a way that I can get these workouts in my cube with a squat rack without disturbing others. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on with this.
Wow. Oh, okay. Let's see. So David at work brings in a full squat rack so he can get some squats in to develop his lower body during his breaks. So he thinks it's okay. I'm going to do it during my breaks and at lunch. But you know, he pushes to the point of exertion where he passes out and the weights go everywhere. And he wonders, you know, perhaps why HR is upset with him. Interesting. Guys, that's the ongoing HR Chronicles of David Mosier. If nothing else, I swear that guy makes me laugh out loud. And I'm going to ask him to continue to send me his updates so that I can play them live on the air. So you guys get to hear them just like I hear them. And, you know, it's interesting. Let me know your thoughts, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Let me know what you think of the ongoing HR Chronicles of David Mosier. As I've told you, I am a professional recruiter. I help people sometimes when they're at their most vulnerable points in life. They need a job. They need income. I help other people that are just looking for that next step in their career, or they want some kind of a change. They want to get closer to home. They want better benefits. They want to land at a company that has a career track that is more in line with their goals. If that's you, for any of these reasons, and you need help, career assistance, and you're in one of the business lines that we represent, okay, technology, accounting, finance, administrative, clerical, banking, you know, dare I say technology again, because that's a big part of what we do. Those are the folks that we can help place at SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. If you're in some type of other business, still give me a call. I'll do what I can to help you. I try to connect the dots with anybody and everybody. I try to do my best. I can't help everybody, but I certainly, if you call me or you reach out to me, I try to give you some advice that's going to help you or help your chances at landing the job that you're after. If you're an employer in town and you need help, let's say you need some customer service assistance to help you out through some peak season. You're getting a heavy call volume and you need help. You reach out to us at SNI Companies, 904-713-2550. You can always ask for me, Pete the job guy. I'll give you that white glove service, but guess what? My whole team will. They do everything they can to help you. Let's say you need a very specialized skill set and you're sure you can't find it here in Jacksonville. You make one call and my recruiters will find what you're looking for. 904-713-2550. Again, I'm surrounded by the best and brightest, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. I am Pete, the job guy with over 20 years experience running staffing companies. Put that experience to you, to work for you. All right. This next segment, guys, is, again, one of my favorites. And this is Boston Danny gives us a Boston update. He does it every week. And not only does he give us a little nugget about Boston, and if for nobody else, he does it for me because I love this guy and I like getting a little bit of a Boston update. And, you know, that's where I'm from the Northeast, from Massachusetts. And I love getting our Boston update. But also Danny gives shout outs like only Danny can. If you have a birthday, an anniversary, or somebody accomplished something special and you just want to acknowledge them, Danny will give them a shout out live on the air. Very simple. All you got to do is go to Pete. TheJobGuy.com. On my website, there's a spot right there. You fill out a little form and say, you know, it's this person's birthday. Say this if you want to say it's from you, whatever it is. Danny will give him a wicked piss a shout out and make sure that we acknowledge the big event, whether it's a birthday, anniversary, what have you. With no further ado, let's get our Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with the Northern Viewpoint. So it's that time of year again. When we up in New England wonder when summer is going to make its appearance. It's been a long and rainy and chilly spring, but summer will come full force and it'll be over in a blink, but we do enjoy it while it's here, going to the beaches. And you may have heard of our trouble with great white sharks on our fine beaches up in Cape Cod in recent years. It's something we deal with, but we also have the proper agencies monitoring and studying these animals so that we can fully appreciate them. We have a unique opportunity to get a little bit more of the puzzle that is one of the ocean's greatest top predators solved, and it's right here on our own backyard. So, you know, we just have to be more conscious of what really goes on out in our waters and the animals that are in them, and not just pay attention to the occasional blue lobsters pulled in a trap. And by occasional, I mean one in every 2 million lobsters caught is a blue lobster. Most make it to an aquarium after living a celebrity life in a local lobster and clam shop for a few weeks. And let me tell you, folks, they truly are bright blue, not the usual mottled brown and dark that they are when they're first caught. But, you know, for me, when they're bright red and on my plate, that's my favorite lobster. If you've never had a New England lobster dinner, you haven't lived yet. So get out there and try one of them. So we got some shout-outs this week. You keep them coming, folks. You know I love doing them, and it's what keeps us going. So I got happy birthdays to Bobby Green and Tim Evan. You know, it's your day. Make the most of it. Do something special for yourself, and I hope all your birthday wishes come true. And we have two special shout-outs this week, and one's for the year anniversary of the Hard Worker radio show with Pete the Job Guy. A year of dispensing valuable advice to all the hard workers out there is a great milestone, the first of many to come. And, you know, you as listeners and me, we know that this is a wicked pisser show, and that's what keeps it going. Pete and his staff, they do the best. Peter, congratulations. It's quite a thing. I know you're going to do well with it, very more. So I have a real special shout-out this week, and it goes out to my daughter Jessica and her husband Chris. I want to say congratulations on the birth of your son, Cheryl and I's first grandchild, Desmond Michael, a beautiful baby boy and destined to be a prince of New England and a king of Massachusetts. We couldn't be any happier right now. So, Jacksonville, brothers and sisters, enjoy your Sundays. I know I'm gonna with this new baby in my life. And Peter, keep up the good work. You got a dynamite show and everyone knows it. Take care, folks.
Thank you very much for that Boston update, Boston Danny. I'm going to tell you something, Desmond Michael. Welcome to this world. That is the former, that is going to be the prince of New England, or the king of whatever he called it, king of Massachusetts, prince of New England, all that great stuff. I'm going to tell you, you couldn't have better grandparents than Cheryl and Danny. These are some great people that I've known for a gazillion years. And Danny, I know how excited you are. I'm pleased as punch for you and your family, and I'm excited for you and that grandson. I know he's going to be spoiled. I know that. Oh my gosh, I couldn't be happier. Guys, and the other thing, Danny gave us a shout out. Yes, this is the 1 year anniversary show of Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Josh, we've been doing this a long time. This is pretty exciting stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to think. It's already been a whole year.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around it. We've had so many guests.
Yeah, how many people have you talked to?
Man, you know, it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's a
lot of people.
We've had some great guests, some great shows. The show's evolved quite a bit. It's a lot of fun. I love doing it. And I hope I'm adding value. You guys know that this whole show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I try to give you guys tips each week to help create efficiencies in your life, or to help you land that next job in your professional career, or to help you deal with difficult workforce situations. I try to introduce you to some of Jacksonville's most influential people that share their career journeys, tell you about some of the problems they've had and the obstacles and how they've overcome them. Why do we do this? So that your life can be a little bit easier, so that your career will be a little bit better. And some of you write in and tell me, Pete, you really helped me. You told my story this week, and those are the folks. I hope I tell your story one day, and I may be able to help you. That music right now tells us we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank my guest this week, the founder and CEO of Lumbee Group, Johnny Helms. Johnny, thank you for coming on this show. And for all you hard workers, you've just listened to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.